One story, several characters, and a dog. Adventure for all the family. Mike Zeller, the movie, coming soon.
We've actually been working on a top secret plan to make a movie on this very show. Now, you won't be surprised to learn the budget. Well, there is one, but you struggle to see it, so I've had to hire cheap writers. Producers Joan and Steve are with me. They've been busily working on the script.
The year was 1979. A young Michael Zeller excitedly opened the car door to be greeted by a friendly sheepdog called Badger.
Michael.
Yes, well, when younger, you get called by your full name, don't you?
Can we just get on with the story, please?
Badger and Michael were the best of friends. They met an alien who they learnt was stranded on Earth.
That's E.T. You just cannot blatantly rip off other movies.
Well, this is my version of the story. It begins in 1979, where a young Mike Zeller is holidaying in Skinverness.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, I'm liking the start of this already.
Mike meets a local handyman, who is an eccentric but kindly and humble immigrant named Mr. Miyagi.
Is this going to be a rip-off of The Karate Kid?
Define rip-off, Mike.
No, that's it. I've had enough. Stuff it, the pair of you. I'm hiring professionals. I'm joined in the studio, good morning, by Brindley Hallam Dennis. Hello.
Hello.
What do you think of my producer's efforts?
I liked it, I thought it was great. Maybe it needs a little work on it.
As you've heard, Johnny, we're making a movie of this particular show. It's been inspired by the recent spate of biopics hitting our screens. What makes a good biopic?
You have to have someone who has been through absolute adversity.
We are filming in Skinverness this coming Thursday, the 3rd of May. We've got the script, we've got a crew. Now all we need is you. I do need, obviously, to audition you. I'm going to give you a scenario now, and I'd like you to act how you might if this happened to you, okay? You've just baked a lovely apple pie, and you return half an hour later to find an empty pie dish on the floor and a very satisfied dog licking his lips.
Oh, my God! Get out before I kill you!
You've returned from the shop to see the traffic warden with pen in hand. You have to convince him not to give you the ticket.
Oh, hello. Hang on. He's actually busy talking to someone just for a few moments.
You've not got your bus fare, and you need to charm a bloke into helping you out.
Do you think you could loan me the money? I could repay it. I could treat you to a cup of coffee or give you the best 5 minutes of your life.
The script actually requires me to don a sheepdog outfit. You won't be surprised to learn a dog suit isn't something that I keep in my wardrobe just in case I need one. So we launched an appeal on Twitter to see if we could find a dog suit. The best offer came in from a lady called Emma Clark, who for some reason owned a chicken suit. At this point, producer Steve and I then thought, well, what are we going to do here? So we turned our attentions and we ventured to Strutt's Party Superstore in Carlisle to seek help from the professionals.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Hello, wonder if you could help me. Bit of an odd request. I need you to be able to dress me like a dog. Do you think you can do that?
Yes.
Right, I'm in the changing room trying to put my dog costume on. It's been years since I've had to get a woman to help me get dressed. Hayley! I can't get my foot in. What am I doing wrong? I've got my furry paws, my head with my little tongue sticking out. Yeah, I think my jobs are good. And Hayley, thanks for your help. A mission accomplished. We have a dog suit. A bit of creative freedom means that we've changed Badger the sheepdog, who lives on a farm, into a Dalmatian. But we'll glance over that, shall we?
One story, several characters, and a dog. Adventure for all the family. Mike Zeller, the movie, coming soon.